Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. And now, on Farm Talk in the North Dakota Corn Growers Studio, we've got the most fair person I know because he comes from a fair family a long time. And he's a transplant, but doggone it, he's now a fixture in the Red River Valley, the CEO of the Red River Valley Fair, Cody Cashman. You've got fair in your genes, huh?
That's right. I sure do. Fair royalty, you know.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, indeed. And the weather is fair to partly cloudy today, unlike last night, which Mother Nature didn't do you any favors last night, huh?
Oh, she sure didn't. We had so many people in the grounds. It was so sad. Yeah, we started getting rain around 6, and, yeah, we thought maybe it'd go away. We waited as long as we could, and then, yeah, we got some lightning and had to kind of shut her down. But it was honestly a spectacular day. Really, really was. And now looking at our weather for today, I am just so excited. I think we're going to have a packed house. I think we're going to have perfect weather, and we have a really good program put together.
You've got perfect weather, I think, right through Sunday, and it's going to be good, no rain, let's see, Blackhawk tonight, right?
That's right, it's free. Blackhawk is completely free, and, you know, we are really looking forward to that tonight. We've got a brand new stage. We're excited for everybody to see. We did have a ribbon cutting yesterday, but didn't get the concert in, so we're hoping people come out and see it for the first time.
It is quite the stay. And I was talking to Sophia yesterday on the radio, and this grandstand at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds is, you are very likely going to be able to attract some major acts to the Red River Valley Fair in years to come.
That's right. There is not a single act on this planet that we are not big enough for. So we officially have the tallest stage in America. We have one of the strongest stages, we're told. It's a 400,000-pound rigging capacity, which means we can hold multiple bands at the same time, and which is really important when you do these big acts with all the heavy weights that these guys that travel with. You know, 5 or 6 semi-truckloads can fit on our stage now. So it makes it so we're way more attractive to get these big acts in here. And so that's what we're going to be doing.
That's pretty fine. And big enough, you got to have all of the accessories that they have, all the lights and sometimes smoke and fog machines and all kinds of stuff. So that's cool. All right. So in addition to, I think you got a horse show going on right now. Is that true?
Right. We sure do. We have a horse show, the 4-H horse show, which is the most important one. You got the kids in there, right? So, yeah, we got the horse shows all day today with the kids. You know, we've got our Cass County Farm Bureau Ag Education Center. We have our STEM Experience, which is the Ellingson STEM Center. It's kind of on the west side of the Ag Education Center. And we, of course, have our Birthing Center. So we're really, really happy to have all the ag things that we have. And, of course, all of our free entertainment that comes along with it, right? So we have our American Men, which is a strolling act all through the day. And then we have a mime, Lynn the Mime. And he goes around on his car and interacts with folks. And then my favorite one is the Rocket the Robot. It's a strolling giant 10-foot-tall robot, interacts with families and kids and everybody. It's just a lot of fun to watch. And then don't forget, we also have a kid zone. So last year we added the kid zone in the expo building, and that is all free inflatable rides for kids, so of all ages. And then, of course, we brought back by popular demand our renegade pirate King and Queen will be in our Renaissance Fair building. We have, which also has our 4-H folks running a shooting sports activities in that building as well, so you can shoot an arrow. It doesn't cost anything. We're trying to get people more experiences out there. And then we have free face painting in the expo building, along with train rides throughout the day. The train, we have a kind of a train depot. We have we bought our own train to give people rides throughout the grounds, of course. And then we have a new exotic petting zoo. So it's really, really neat. We're kind of excited about that. You can pet a kangaroo. You can pet all different kinds of exotic animals. We've got camels. You've got wallabies. You've got otters are in there as well. Different types of things. So, and then of course we also always have our racing pigs.
Yeah. Oh man. And who's got the racing pigs here this year?
Swifty Swine Pig Race is the company's name. They're phenomenal. They're the best in the business. We love them. They come back year after year. And then the other big, really cool thing that we have for the first time here is the grizzly encounter. So we have bears here at the fairgrounds doing tricks and hanging out. It's an educational experience. So you actually get to learn all about bears and their habitats and things of that nature, what they like, what they don't like, things like that. And then something else that's really new this year, we have a free entertainment. It's the Ninja Experience. So it's these guys that do all kinds of cool ninja stuff. They break boards, they climb things, they jump from high up and kick things. It's a spectacular show, kind of hard to explain, but it's unbelievable. And then tonight we have free entertainment, Froggy Free Stage, the Front Fenders. That one's going to be great. And then, of course, our grandstand opens at 6 o'clock for the amazing Blackhawk folks. They are amazing. 2 weeks notice is opening for them on our new Dakota Magic Casino stage. So we're really, 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 really excited. They'll be the first ones to play on the stage. We thought it would be Hairball. Now Blackhawk gets to be the first ones.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
And after that, Front Fenders finish it off.
You had the ribbon cutting again. So it's now it's official. It's the Dakota Magic stage. Huh?
That's right. Yeah, they stepped up big time as a big sponsor. So we're really fortunate to have them on our side and on our team.
All right. Jason Derulo, I think, is going to bring out a lot of folks on Friday night. He is a big-time act.
That's right. Yeah. About as big as a concert as I've ever had is Jason Derulo. Just a great time.
All right. Country night, Saturday night, and some wonderful Sunday things on Sunday at the Red River Valley Fair. Man, like I said, you're one of the most fair people I've ever met because you have introduced so many new things. You've injected life. The Red River Valley Fair has always been fantastic. And one of the biggest events in the state of North Dakota, but you have injected extra energy into the fair, so we sure thank you for that. It's a wonderful place to bring the kids, and you learn a lot, and it's a lot of fun. And you don't forget the fair food, too, huh?
Oh, yeah, we've got over 40 food vendors, a lot of new ones, and it's going to be an amazing, amazing fair. It's besides the little rain we've gotten, other than that, it's been a spectacular event, and we're just glad that we got the whole community coming out and supporting the fair.
Well, indeed, and thank you for all the work you've done to make it a good one, and, hey, we'll check in with you a little bit later in the week.
All right, thanks so much.
You bet. Cody Cashman of the Red River Valley Fair.